This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show, Junk Saw 1067.
What are you laughing at?
Such a good intro.
I'm laughing because Valdi, hopefully, will be joined shortly by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. Just let everybody know.
Did Cakes, I didn't hear what Jason said. I'm guessing it had to do with walk-up song.
It was.
I knew it. I just know him so well.
That's because you heard me
No,
say
I did
it.
Not hear you, but I just, because I had my headphones on, but you were like, and I could just tell.
Well, I thought this was his walk-up. I love that song.
I can't remember if we even asked Nick Dowd if he...
I think you said...
I thought we did.
No, I think you told him to think about it and let us
marinate
know.
Marinate for a week. Yeah. Okay,
right,
he'll have his answer when
but I thought he picked that one.
No. I was laughing because Valdez dropped this on me like 2 seconds before we went on the air. He's like, Mike Margus asked me why we can't use a propane tank indoors.
Oh, geez. We're going to blow up the building?
Yeah. You want a 10-15 half street to go up like a mushroom cloud? Bring a propane tank in here grilling.
That's how like 90% of house fires start.
I've never been more supremely confident that I'm going to beat him. If he asked, why can't we grill indoors?
Yeah, you know what? The odds just flipped.
The tote board just,
I guess that it was stupid. I was just thinking like, 10 minutes max is what it's going to be on. Like maybe we'll be able to get in, get out quick.
Right. Yeah, it's not
work.
The fire marshal would not be a big fan of grilling
and
on
up,
the second
okay.
floor. That's such a great question.
Where are you going to be? Right out the entrance at the front?
I think we'll be right
the
down
loading
by the
dock.
The
right down.
Oh, right down here. Oh.
Yeah,
by the trash.
and Tailgate Ted sent a picture of the grill that we'll be using. It's ample size. There'll be plenty of room for all
gonna be,
of us.
And we're all going to be cooking at the same time.
But it's like a 6 foot. Yeah,
I know, but we're going to be in the way of each other. Trust
me. We just have to pick a spot on the grill and... I mean, the steak's only going to be this big. How much room?
I don't know.
How much room do you need?
Yeah, but need room for your big ass.
Okay, we're all going to be around it at some point. It's a 6 foot grill. It's pretty big.
Now you'll be bumping into each other.
It's big enough.
You'll be bumping into each other.
It doesn't make sense to have four guys cooking on the same. I mean, it's insanity.
Hey, you know what? This is a radio bit.
Hey, is Nick on?
I think he's calling us right now. Yes, Nick Dowd is on the BetQL guest hotline.
I don't get it. This was your idea. And you're complaining about it. You're saying we're all going to be bumping into each other. What about the meat?
Remind me.
I wasn't consulted on those aspects.
Well, what do you want? Have four different grills out there? I don't know.
Or maybe we just have to take different times.
What if you did different times and then you taste like EBs in the 6 o'clock
because
hour?
It's going to take over the whole show. The entire show.
Build the drama. Get the scores and be independent.
Oh.
All right. We're joined now on the BetQL guest hotline by Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. And I'm guessing he's been to a lot of great steakhouses, like during road trips.
Mm-hmm.
Dowder, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How we doing?
What's your favorite cut of steak?
Yeah, I'm sure you're a medium rare guy. How do you get it cooked?
I mean, if you're not a medium rare guy, why are you eating steak?
Great point.
All right.
What did you say his favorite cut was?
What's your favorite cut?
I'd probably say, honestly, ribeye.
Ribeye, right. Okay, good.
Can't go wrong with ribeye.
Do you get a little fat in there, a little flavor.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Do you goof on your teammates to go to a steakhouse and order, like, chicken breast, or they order, like, sea bass?
Anybody that orders chicken at a nice restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, if you order chicken or fish at an actual steakhouse, it's going to be a challenging meal.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
All right.
Well, Dowder, you assisted on the fourth goal in the win over the Golden Knights, and that was a remarkable play by you. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chychrun took the puck off the boards like at mid-ice. He gets it to you like a little bit past the blue line, and it looked like you were about to fumble the puck, And then you just...
Yeah, I tried my best.
Yeah, you then you swatted it kind of out of midair, and then he did the same thing. I mean, that was a pretty remarkable goal.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God Chick has good hand-eye, because, I mean, if there's any indication of that's how I pass to my teammates, it must be tough to play with me. But, yeah, no, it was nice. It was nice to see Chick get his first. That's always nice as a new player on a new team. You know, it's not something I think that too many people stress about, but, you know, it's always nice to get out of the way.
I can't remember. Did you get the high stick in that game or the first game?
I got the high stick. I tried to spend a lot of time in the box in the first game. Two penalties that day. So.
When you do that, are you mad at yourself? Like, what are the feelings immediately when you get sent into the sin bin?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. If, you know, if it's a penalty where, like, the two penalties that I took, one was a trip where you're just like, okay, well, yep, that was a trip. Skate over the box and really have nothing to say. And the other one was a high stick, which you can't really say anything about that either. So I think it depends on the penalty. I think those two, I kind of just immediately skated over, sat down, and took a breath and tried to calm down I knew the boys would get it down on the penalty kill, but I think if it's one where it's kind of a borderline call and you feel like the referee may have made a mistake, it, you know, then first you got to yell at him, and then you get to the box and you're probably still steaming pretty good. So,
Doubter, what did the coaching staff and Carbs try to emphasize to you guys after the Devil loss going into the Vegas game?
I think it was just a compete thing. You know, I think it was a compete and a communication thing in my opinion. And I think that was kind of something that they touched on as well. You know, I thought in the Devil game, being that it was our first game of the season, we're playing with a lot of new guys. I mean, that was the first time that we played with, you know, basically with that entire lineup all together. And so we had some new faces. You know, and you're trying to work through a couple of things, right? I mean, not saying that there was any excuse or anything, but that was the Devil's fourth game, I think. I think there were so many plays where if we had just talked to each other, hockey happens so fast. You know, a lot of the times, like, you have to rely on other people's voices to let you know what to do. I felt that in the first game, a lot of us, including myself, would kind of watch something unfold, and, you know, you're kind of waiting to see what the guy would do as opposed to, you know, trying to help him out, communicate with him. And then I think that got figured out in the next game. I think there's a lot more communication, and guys were able to make a lot more plays under pressure. And you know, I think that led to,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
To better hockey. So.
Hey, Doubter, do you want to hear some gushing praise from a hockey blog that all of us here follow? I'm going to read it to you.
I do not. I don't want to hear it.
You
don't even give it to me.
No. You know what? You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it anyway. This is.
Didn't seem like a question then.
This is right, Chris Cerullo from RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com. Each time I checked on Tuesday night, Nick Dowd's line featuring Dowd, Brandon Duhaime, and Taylor Radish jumped off the page. At the end of regulation, the three had started zero shifts in the offensive zone, yet absolutely dominated Vegas. With Dowd on the ice at 5-on-5, the Caps held positive differentials in shot attempts, scoring chances, and high danger chances. They gave up just one scoring chance, zero high danger chances, and also scored two goals during those minutes. Absurdly good. You should print that out and bring it into Carbs and show it to them.
Or the GM.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that framed for the wall at home. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, that feels nice when people like spotlight your good play, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's always good to be praised. I think hockey's I think any sport, players know how they played, you know, right when the game ended, right? I mean, you could come out of the game with 2 or 3 points, and you know that you're like, oof, I had a brutal game, but man, I was lucky to get a couple points. That's always nice, you know? And then you play those games where you're like, man, I played really, really well, and I was -2. Like, how does that work? You know, and if everyone knows that, right? Like, we all know that going exiting games. So I think, you know, the self-awareness is good. To be honest, I've never been one to read any of that stuff. I don't have a big social media presence. I mean, I find a lot of times I walk into the rink and guys will say stuff and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that happened. Or, oh, this guy got traded. Or even, you know, football, baseball, whatever. They're like, oh, you guys see that? I'm like, I actually didn't see any of that. So, and I think that's been really helpful to me. I kind of got off of it when I was in LA as a rookie, and I found it just wasn't, you know, even the good or the bad, right? Because, you know, you play one game of 82 and you go out and you don't have a consistent game the next night, you know, kind of what, you know, it's all for nothing in my opinion.
So. Yeah.
I had to double check because I to promote your appearance, I put up your Twitter, and I think the last time you tweeted was from Disney in 2017.
Oh, that goes way back.
Nice job.
Yeah, I think that might have been with Nick Jensen too.
So does that mean like you're basically you're not even like locked in on like other sports? Like you're just kind of punched out and just with family, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I honestly, I feel like that started when I was little. I grew up in Alabama. I have two parents, both, you know, two British parents. They weren't very dialed into, you know, to any of, like, we didn't have any professional sports there, right? We weren't like Alabama or Auburn fans growing up, so we weren't dialed into college. I liked watching, you know, Alabama Huntsville play hockey, but back then there was no social media. I mean, none of that, right? So I feel like growing up, I honestly don't have too much of a professional sports following. I like watching sports. On Sunday, I watch football and stuff, but it's not something where I got a lot of buddies, and you guys, I'm sure you guys do too, and where they go out of their way to watch a lot of sports.
Oh, yeah. Our lives kind of revolve around it. It's kind of weird.
We kind of have to, yeah.
Well, that's, yeah, for sure. So my opinion is, you know, I get a lot of sports when I go to the rink, and you know, if it's on, it's on. But, yeah, I wouldn't say you're probably right. I'm not too dialed into anything else, really.
All right,
you know,
so
a lot of family time.
Let's talk about tonight's game before we let you go. Talk about Dallas.
I don't even know who they're playing.
Yeah,
I don't,
you might not even
no,
know.
He knows who they're playing.
But they, I'm just kind of looking.
I know that. Yeah. Come on, fellas.
Nick, I'm just kind of looking at Dallas's numbers. They're 4-0. All right, so they haven't been beaten. Yeah. They've only allowed 5 goals in the 4 games. They have 2 shutouts. So obviously, they got a pretty damn good goalie, I assume.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
But talk about them and the prep for that game.
Yeah, so we'll kind of dive in that today. I mean, you know, hockey, again, is a lot like other sports. Probably not like football, I guess, but probably a lot like baseball in terms. Like, you know, yesterday we had a practice day. It was an optional day for some guys, and we went over some clips from, you know, the game before, some stuff that we wanted to clean up and kind of get guys thinking about going into today. But today we'll dig into Dallas this morning, and then we'll have a pregame skate, and then we kind of touch on them again at night before the game. So, I mean, I know that, you know, in the last 4 to 5 years, they've been a really, really good hockey team, and that shows, you know, in their regular season run and their playoff run. So, I mean, we know their personnel. Their team hasn't changed too much, and they're a very good team. So I know they, you know, just from playing them in the past, obviously really good goaltending, which helps bail any team out in if there's problems. But, you know, they're a fast team. They have a lot of guys that can make a lot of high-end plays. Honestly, a lot like Vegas, in my opinion. You know, Vegas was the same way. Really fast team. A lot of guys that can make high-end plays. Some really, you know, specifically elite players on their team. So and good special teams, good power plays. So we'll have to be on our game tonight for all that.
Mm-hmm. Doubter, did you pick your walk-up song for your weekly appearance? Did you do it?
Oh, my God. I did not do my homework, guys. Holy moly.
All right. That's all
right. Just put a reminder in your phone. Think about it.
I will.
And we'll settle on that next week.
What kind of a student were you as a kid? Did you do your homework back
You're
then?
You're thinking he was a bad student.
I'm curious.
I was actually a pretty good student. I'm not going to lie. But I think, you know, I didn't have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old either. So
That's true.
It's a big difference.
Point.
It's a game changer.
All right, Doubter, get those 2 points against Dallas, and we'll talk to you again next week, man.
All right, thanks, fellas. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah,
right,
bro. Thank you, buddy. Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. Don't forget, later in the show, Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. She's giving the key to the city to Daryl Green. She's going to join us coming up at 9:45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.